The fragile ceasefire between Israel and Gaza continues to hold, but tensions between Israelis and Palestinians remains high, with sporadic fights between Jews and Arabs across Israel. The recent 11-day air war was devastating. More than 240 Palestinians and a dozen Israelis died, 300 buildings in Gaza razed, many people still unwavering in their certainty that their side is blameless. But there are Israelis and Palestinians working together to end the conflict. As one group wrote on its website, "We believe it can be different." That group is Parents Circle Families Forum, and its members have suffered what many can't imagine, losing a loved family member to this conflict. And despite that, or maybe because of it, its members believe that regardless of the Israeli occupation or random acts of terrorism or failed treaties, war, there can be peace. Joining us from Parents Circle, first by Skype, Robby Damelin, a Jewish Israeli who joined Parents Circle after her son David was killed by a Palestinian sniper in 2002. Robby, so sorry for your loss.
Thank you very much for giving us the opportunity to spread another message out of this very dark place that has been giving very bad news and doesn't really hear other voices.
Yeah. Well, let's bring in another voice, Bassam Aramin, who grew up in Hebron. He lost his 10-year-old daughter, Abir, in 2007. She was shot and killed by an Israeli soldier. Bassam, so sorry for your loss. I mean, these are unimaginable. And welcome to you as well.
Thank you very much. We born to live, both of us, Israelis and Palestinians and Americans, everyone. So it's a real tragedy when we face it. We start to rethink about our life, why we kill, why we die, how we can exist together.
Yeah. Well, and it's so noble, but I have to start by saying I feel I've spoken to parents groups over the years, the decades of this horrific conflict, have dedicated themselves to the belief that there can be peace. Robby, start with you. Where do you find that hope?
Well, if there won't be any hope, there certainly will never be any peace, because that's a very important equation. And that's why there's so much violence, because so many people are left without hope. So unless we can find a way to create a reconciliation process, which will be an integral part of any political peace agreement later on, otherwise, all we can expect is another round of violence. You know, I've been thinking about the children who live in Gaza, who will grow up seeing all this death and buildings being broken down and not having a shelter to run to. And I look at the mothers who live in Sderot and Ashkelon and Ashdod, which is on the border of Gaza, and they have shelters to run to, but they may only have 15 seconds to get there. So what are their children going to grow up doing? So we have to work so much harder now. It's not a question of giving up hope. I don't give up hope.
Stay on the Israeli side of the border, Robby. You know that at the heart of what seems like this intractable conflict is a furious fight over land. And on your side, Israel has become more nationalist. There are more Jews moving into these settlements that we hear about. How do you resolve that?
There cannot ever be peace here unless Israel will end the occupation. It is very clear. We've known it for so many years. And when you look at what is happening internally with all the fighting and the anger, it's in the young. It's in kids of 16 to 20. And it's like somebody released this bottle of hatred. And the settler children are also involved in this battle. These children are absolutely doing things without any punishment. The Palestinian-Israeli kids are also in a very difficult position because they don't live in an equal society. They may have something very similar, but they certainly don't have the same schools as Israeli children. And so why would they not be angry? And please don't for one minute think I've now become a Palestinian. I am an Israeli. I love this country, but I want us to live in a moral country. And I want the Palestinians to have a free state of their own.
Bassam, you were one of those young people. By the age of 12, You were committed to the Palestinian cause. You were arrested at 17. You know, address that rage that you were expressing and that it's being expressed now. Palestinians who want the right of return to the land of Israel. Their families left maybe decades ago when Israel was declared a Jewish state. How would you speak to Palestinians about those demands that Israel says are not going to be met?
When you talk about the refugees to come back to their land, they have the right to return. But there is a difference between right and return. It's a political issue. I am not a politician. But in general, this is the source of the problem. This is the reasons that we lost our kids. Robbie lost David. I lost Abir. Both of them are victims to these circumstances. So we call for a political solution to start a reconciliation process so we can live, both of us, in peace and security and prosperity.
Bassem, how did you come to this? From a kid throwing stones and probably having rage to someone who is in a group with Israelis, even after an Israeli killed your daughter. How did you make that transition?
You know, it's a long process, but it's not a personal thing between this victim, I call him a victim, who killed my daughter at the age of 10, and me personally. It's part of the environment, of the circumstances, the political circumstances. We are people, very sensitive, well-educated, looking forward to establish a democratic state, to live as the rest of the world live.
Bassem, I just have to ask you, why would you call the sniper who killed your daughter a victim?
You know, when someone belonged to the most moral army on earth kills a 10-year-old daughter from a distance of 15 to 20 meters and he didn't show any empathy, absolutely he's a victim because he thinks he's a hero. For that, when I met him 3.5 years in the court, I said to him, you need to know that you are not a hero, you are not a warrior. Simply, I love my daughter very much. And because I have another 5 kids, I don't want them to grow up as victims to you. So he's a victim
of the whole conflict. Robbie, your son David also killed. And we're reading the very first thing that you said, the first words out of your mouth were, do not take revenge in the name of my son. Where did that conviction come from?
Well, I think you can already hear from the way that I speak that I was born in South Africa. And that had a lot to do with who I became. You know, I was in the anti-apartheid movement. And it was really prophetic of what I was going to be doing with the rest of my life. And I started to travel and to talk in Congress and the House of Lords, even in your parliament. And then they caught the man who killed David. And that's when the real test comes, to see if you really mean what you say. And that's what pushed me to write a letter to the family and to tell them about David and to tell them about the parent circle, that we are 600 families who've all lost an immediate family member, but we work for reconciliation and nonviolence.
So it sounds like both of you are saying, I mean, this is such a complicated issue. You both believe that there should be a political solution, that Israel stopping the occupation of the territories would be the start and then a move toward a two-state solution, perhaps right of return. I mean, you think these are issues that need to be talked about. But even before that, people have to stop the violence and somehow try to find forgiveness to be able to move to that place. And Bassem, I'm imagining that you have fellow Palestinians who might be enraged at you for saying this.
Absolutely, because we still live under the same occupation, the same difficulties. So I understand them, but I am not in danger. They just need to see some hope. When we say free Palestine, in fact, we say free Israel also. They don't need to be killed. We both will exist on this land as one state or two states or 5 states. Otherwise, we will share the same land as 2 big graves. In the end, we need to learn how to live together, give the Palestinians their rights, and the Israelis deserve to live in security.
Robbie, I can only imagine that there's been a lot of anger directed at you as well.
Well, you know, I can't be affected by that. I really don't care because I get talkbacks every time I write something in the newspaper that I should burn in Auschwitz and other things. However, you know, I just wanted to say something about this huge pandemic and how many families have lost loved ones. I just wanted to give a small tip, if I may, and that is write a letter to the person that you couldn't say goodbye to. It will give you a lot of solace.
That's Robby Damelin, a Jewish Israeli whose son was killed by a Palestinian sniper. And we spoke with Bassem Aramin. His 10-year-old daughter was killed by an Israeli soldier. They're both members of Parent Circle. That's an organization of Palestinians and Israelis who've lost loved ones. Bassem, Robby, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And during this recent chapter of the conflict, Parents Circle has been holding daily Zoom vigils with speakers. It's called the Virtual Peace Square for Dialogue, Reconciliation, and Peace. We'll link you to their website at hearnow.org.